Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
No, you're exactly right. And so many times we've just become the walking dead, if you will. We become what we watch. We become just zombies.
Right.
And we're not making any difference. We're sucking the world around us dry. And, you know, we're enamored by the lull of brains or, you know, whatever it is that the world is after, because that's what's coming in. And garbage in, garbage out.
I was having a conversation some months ago with somebody who was struggling with something, going through some challenges. And then the conversation, it was so interesting. They quoted to me Neil Bortz. Then they quoted to me some other national TV guy or radio guy. Then they quoted to me Rush Limbaugh. Then they started quoting all these people to me. And I realized they didn't quote any verses to me. They didn't ever quote to me what God said about their situation, what God said about their position. I mean, they were in a desperate situation and they needed God to move, to the point where they want me to pray with them about it. But I can't exercise any faith and expect results in what Rush said, about what Austin said, or about what all these other guys said. There's nothing that I can do to exercise my faith in that to have results.
Yeah.
And so it's when I finally got them to shut up for a moment and I quote a verse to them, it's almost like, what am I talking about? Because they haven't read that, heard that. They don't know where that is.
Wow.
They probably don't even know where the Bible is. Now, they go to church. They go to church on Sunday and, you know, occasionally on Wednesday. But they don't know because they haven't spent time focusing on God, His Word, having a relationship with Jesus. It's gone. They've let the world creep in. They've supported the world system, and they don't know anything about what God has said, and they need an answer, and they need something desperately from God, but don't know how to get it.
Yeah.
How many people are like that?
Wow.
I mean, I'm not just talking about sinners. I'm talking about people who are in churches. They've taken their eyes and put them on the wrong thing. They let the world slip in and let it creep in, and it's choked the word. Mark 4 says it, that comes in and it chokes the word. The cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust for other things, they come in or in, and it grows up with the good seed, but it chokes out the good seed. It chokes out the word.
Right.
So that it is unfruitful. And that's what we see happening. Because we open, if you give the devil a little bit of space, he's going to come rushing in, and he's going to try to take over. So you let him in. Now, I'm not saying go out and cut your cable off. But you have to set a boundary.
Right.
And say, okay, if I'm going to do this, but it's only going to be this much. You know, it's like trying to lose weight. I've lost some weight. And I've learned that I just cannot put anything in my mouth that I want to. Because I put stuff in my mouth, and it shows up on my waist. So I've had to watch it. And, you know, there's some things I like, but I've had to say I can only have this much of it because I can't stop. And some things, because I can't stop it, I just don't do it.
Yeah.
I just had to cut it off.
Right.
And that's almost where we have to be with the world stuff, is we have to say, is that really going to profit us anything? Am I going to grow from this? Is it going to bring me closer to God? Is it going to really make me and help me fulfill God's plan for my life? Am I really investing in the world and its system?
Right.
Or am I taking my $1 bill and investing in God and His kingdom? Because where my money goes is supporting one system or the other. And if I look at every single dollar I'm spending, where my money goes, I'm supporting one system or the other. I need to be supporting God's kingdom because my heart needs to be in God's kingdom.
Yes.
My answer is in God's kingdom. My future is in God's kingdom. My place is in God's kingdom.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.